Hi, thank you. I am the last presentation. I'm going to switch gears and talk about how you can connect with health law at APHA and how you can continue to connect with health law not only at this meeting but also in the future. I'm the policy chair of the health law section, so we're a section that's very new. We were a special interest group or a SPIG for many years, and then we became a section in 2012. And I'm going to tell you about four different panels that we're putting on at this meeting that you can go to, give a little overview of some of the panels, and also give you some information about the health law section itself. So the health law section's mission is to highlight the critical role played by domestic and international law in protecting the public's health. Like every public health lawyer, we specialize in every public health issue you can think of. So every person in the health law section are just people who have their own public health interests. And then some people are lawyers and some are not at all. They're just interested in health law and policy. So it spans all the public health interests. And another mission is to explore a range of disciplinary perspectives to improve the scope and content of health law and public health law, develop partnerships among scholars and practitioners to shape the use of legal tools for individual and public health, and nurture rising leaders in health law and public health law. And we're especially interested in connecting with students and getting them more involved in health law. So now I'm going to just tell you about a couple of sessions coming up. The first, it's funny, I didn't anticipate it, but it's been talked about a lot. The first session is this afternoon. It's a roundtable discussion in public health law research and policy surveillance. And this is the legal epidemiology that Maris mentioned. It's a systematic collection and analysis of laws and policies. And what this is the project that Maris mentioned, funded by the Public Health Law Research Program, which is actually a Temple Law School and funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. The goal of this type of legal epidemiology is, some of the goals are to create scientific data for evaluation and track the progress of health policy campaigns, spread policy innovations, and support the enhancement of policy capacity in the public health workforce in the greater community. So this session this afternoon actually has nine presenters. It's our only roundtable session. I'm going to just mention two of the nine. The first is that Nebraska's Department of Public Health is actually on the forefront of departments of public health collecting health laws systematically. The state and local laws that govern public health practice. They did this to evaluate the knowledge and understanding and awareness of the laws among their public health workforce. So they'll be presenting the results of this at that roundtable discussion. And then, of course, Corey Davis, who was mentioned, he's done another study on the naloxone axis. So as was mentioned, there's an epidemic of opioid overdoses in the U.S., and so naloxone is an opioid antidote. And this study assessed the authority of paramedics and EMS personnel to be able to administer naloxone in the 50 states, D.C., Guam, and Puerto Rico. So that will be discussed then. And then other topics on that roundtable include marijuana laws, the 50-state data set on marijuana laws, and also actually technical standards for policy surveillance, so more technically, how do you actually do this. So that should be a very interesting session. Then on Tuesday morning, there's a community academic partnerships in public health law education session, and this is going to be looking at innovative curriculum, new types of classes where law and non-law students come together to learn together. Most of them are in public health schools and law schools. They not only focus on interdisciplinary education, but really are trying to get into the real-world public health concerns, so they have experience not only working together, but also working in the community. And this is another program funded by Robert Wood Johnson. The faculty members are faculty fellows of the public health law education program funded by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And this this panel has five different topics, but just I'm going to just go over three different ones. One is the public health and law students working together with local health departments on their accreditation process. Public health, social work, and law students working together in clinics, health advocacy coalitions, and emergency preparedness healthcare coalitions to address policy analysis and also to learn about working on an interprofessional team. And then medical legal partnerships, which bring legal services to underserved and vulnerable communities directly by having by providing actual legal assistance to patients or transforming the institutions themselves or advocating for achieving policy change. Then the later tomorrow afternoon, there's a session on law policy practice to promote nutrition and wellness. This session will have speakers talking about state and local policies to promote healthy food access. They'll be going through all the policy levers at the legislative, executive, and the judicial branches, and then also challenges and solutions to working with food vendors. Another presentation will be on the Los Angeles Department of Health's voluntary partnership with retail food establishments or restaurants to try to have them follow voluntary standards and discuss, and the LA officials will be reporting on their success with this voluntary partnership. Another presentation will be about, the next two are about work sites. The first is the American Heart Association collaborated with state and local governments to provide healthier food in their work site at the state and local government level. So this would help employees and their visitors at the in the government work sites. And then the final presentation on at that session is about workplace wellness programs. Federal law actually has a very weak standard for how employers can create their wellness programs, leading to non-evidence-based programs and employers not using best practices. And this presentation will discuss a way to actually focus on best practices and evidence-based standards. And then the final panel that I'll be going over is a global public health panel, also talking about human rights. The first presentation talks about the Joint Action and Learning Initiative on National and Global Responsibilities for Health. This was created to address issues of health inequities in the around the world, and they created the Framework Convention on Global Health. And this presentation will be talking about the challenges of effective enforcement mechanisms for member states that sign on to the framework, and then redressing grievances in court if member states fail to comply. And then the last two are about water and sanitation rights. This first presentation is about the failure of the world basically to meet the 1977 UN Water Conference goal of all people having adequate access to safe water for drinking and sanitation by 1990. It's 2014 and we're still 2.5 billion people short. And so this presentation will be discussing that the failure to integrate a human rights structure into the state's obligations here resulted in a failure to use legal rights that a human rights framework would provide. And then the last presentation will be about researchers had analyzed the state's progress in upholding rights to water and sanitation by looking at their reporting to the United Nations, and they found discrepancies in the reporting, so they actually are recommending a development of universal indicators to facilitate the reporting. So that's just a little overview of some of our panels. We actually have seven oral sessions, two poster sessions, and one roundtable that I had mentioned. And then finally, I'd just like to mention a little bit about the health law section. Because we're fairly new, it's a very exciting time. Tonight, we'll be discussing our vision for the next 4 years. We have new leadership coming in, and we are really interested in working with other sections, especially on their policy statements. We believe that we have a lot to offer in terms of just giving advice on your policy statements or, you know, collaborating on them or endorsing them. We also, now that APHA allows you to elect a second section for free, we would urge you to pick a second, especially if you have your primary interest is often people's first section. And that's great because we can still connect with you, and it's really no different from our perspective if you're first or second. So we would love for you guys to join our section. And just a note on our policy statements, we have one that's at the Governing Council today. We think it looks like it's going through. It's on marijuana regulation from a public health perspective. We're very excited about it. It's our first policy statement. And next year, we have a policy statement that we're putting through on preemption, which was mentioned a few times. Preemption is when a higher level of government withdraws the authority of a lower level of government to act. And this affects every single public health issue that there is. There's no public health issue that is not affected negatively by preemption. And so that's why this policy statement is really crucial, because we believe it actually will affect everyone in this room's work. So that's the kind of work we try to do, that where it's health law, but it really is more of an overview for other interests. So please attend our business meeting tonight if you have any interest. It is at the Hilton Riverside's Elmwood Room. And then probably more exciting for you would be to attend our social hour, which we would welcome if you would love to have you if you would like to come. It's tonight at 8 o'clock in the Windsor Room. It's sponsored by Public Health Law Research and the Network for Public Health Law. And actually, the director of Public Health Law Research, is Scott Burse, is receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award tonight. So that's exciting. So thank you very much. And if you have any interest in connecting with us, please feel free to contact me. Thank you.